would you say more about the about how you used oxen in the woods?
And they were, that was the biggest purpose of oxen, using them more than anywhere in the woods, snaking logs out the river bottom. It was full of water, swampy places. They could go wade right through that mud and better than mules could. And their feet just made such a way their spaddle out would spread down. The toes begin to spread apart and don't go so deep. Then when they start back out of the ground, they can pull them back, and they don't march so deep in the ground. And they're more contented too than the mules or horses want. And most of the land, most of the trees in Beach River bottom was got out by oxen. Just that way.
To higher ground where they could load them on.
Then pull them
baby
up.
Man, with them
to higher ground where you get to them better.
Lord, baby.
The oxen would be better then for then, wet.
Then mules,
yeah,
for that purpose. Then sometimes they'd use oxen and gathering corn in the wet field, wet bottom fields. The horse couldn't get in there and stand up, it's so muddy.
I see.
How could we get out that corn with oxen?
Did you ever use them to plow or anything like that?
Very little. There was some use for farming.
Mm-hmm.
I used mine in the disc hair in my brother's garden patch, and his vegetable garden. I got some of that in my farming now, baby. So if you mind, you might not want to come no more. And Mr. Leon came up here and took a picture of me, and I looked at it. Didn't mean to read it all, just looked at the beginning of it.
I see. I tell you, I'd like to get some of this on tape. Would you explain? I know what they're going to say back in Atlanta. They say, well, why didn't you tell him to put it on tape? Because I'm sitting here reading this, but
I don't care for it. I have another. If you don't mind, just let you take that with you.
You mean this? Do you have a copy of this?
I have another one of those.
Just one come out in Bunny Allen
Root or Who wrote it? Who wrote it?
Maybe Young Root, Bunny Allen.
I don't believe it says.
There's a hotel one at the bottom by Allen Lillian.
Well, this is the one that, what's her name, wrote first.
And then that's that.
Lily Younger.
Yeah, I got
some.
I'm
going to write that down. Lily Younger.
Lily Younger,
Parson, Tennessee.
Now, she's a good historian.
You get what that's for down there. She's smart as an eye, a lot of us. She knows, went to college a lot.
And what paper was this in?
That is in the... Was that in the Parson?
I love you, that's in Jackson Sun.
Then was in Jackson Sun.
Jackson Sun,
That's been 5 or 6 years ago.
Well, I really appreciate this very much. I'll put it in with the tape, and then I'll know what it's about.
So you might want to help me. I want you to help me sometime keep this bigger and probably maybe something at my house.
Well, I certainly would hope so. Let's see, we were talking about using the oxen. Anything else that you think of about the what were they? Were they easy to train?
They were easy to train, and I bet you can read about that in the I'll tell it again though, it's in there. Daddy gave my two brothers yoke steers when I was 6 years old. And they said I was too little to drive. They done the driving. My job was to open the fence and lay down the fence and open the gate, let them in and out. That kind of harmed me from until I was grown. Ever get grown? Be a man, I'd get a yoke steer of my own. I got 65, retired. I happened to have two cows, every bound a calf at the same time, each one was a bull calf. So I just broke them and trained them myself, and this little younger came up one day from down there at Parsons, and taking my picture, my wife come out, disturbed me, what's it all about? I said, come on, don't you into it too? She just took a picture of both of us.
Oh, very good.
And so she thought all that about how all of us, and got me yoke steers, and old Buck was one and Ball the other one, you know, was their names.